ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 3 of Neuron Offline. My name is Jesse Scars. I'm joined again with Luke Cordes. But today we have two very special guests. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name is Evan, and I'm from grade 12.
I'm Indy, and I'm also from grade 12.
We got two grade 12s today.
Yeah.
Cool people. So the reason why we brought you guys on here is because you both have some sort of experience with brain rot that
Yes.
It's pretty closely related to what we're talking about. Evan, you especially. You actually make content for Brain Rot.
Yep. I'm a Brain Rot content creator.
Yeah.
I capitalize off of
this. Can you describe your content for us?
Well, I'll try to keep it short. Basically, my content is just mainly revolves around Reddit hypotheticals or like what would you do scenarios. And, I just kind of have Minecraft gameplay in the background so that people stay engaged and don't get bored.
Yeah, that's pretty successful for you right now, right? How many followers do you have?
Firstly, I want to start off by saying that I have not actually been active within, like, several months. It's been a while. I've been on a long hiatus. And even just from the past, I have around, just on Instagram, just in taking that into account, I have around like 3,600, 3,700.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's 3,000 people that are saw your content and got inspired in some way by what you're putting out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Some of his videos have millions, no?
Yeah. That's true. Some
have like, one has
actually, I would
million.
Say a good amount of my videos have millions of views.
How do you feel that likely millions of children have seen your content?
It was likely insane. It was like a crazy feeling. Even just seeing 100,000 for the first time was like a big milestone. I couldn't believe it.
I can imagine.
That 100,000 different pairs of eyes saw my video.
You haven't seen the other episodes, but if you don't know, me and Luke here, we talk about how brain rot sort of affects the younger generation and their mind psychologically, which is why we brought our second guest, Mr. Indy, who is a psychology expert.
Yeah. And one question I have to ask both of you. Evan, you said you have Minecraft gameplay in the background
yes.
in your videos. Do you think why you have to put that on is because of attention span?
Yes, that's why I do it, because people's attention span have fallen that's where psychologists come
from. Psychologists would talk about it.
I feel like this is more, in terms of short form content, it's just getting that little kick of dopamine, right? As soon as you get that kick, you kind of just get sucked in and you want more and more of that constantly. So I think that's what's happening right here. Because usually with long-form content, you don't really get that. It's more like delayed gratification.
Yeah. Indy, do you think that... I mean, obviously, we've all been exposed to a lot of brain rot. It's just a part of growing up in this generation. But do you think that maybe too much of this content could be potentially harmful for any of the younger generation in any meaningful way at all, or no?
I mean, I don't really think it's going to be harmful. I think it's just going to... I mean, it's affecting us, but it's just reducing our attention span, I believe. It's not like it's going to create some long-term effect.
I disagree, though, because shortening our attention spans takes away from our ability to watch long videos or to sit through an entire movie without stopping.
Not only that, but also learning as well.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
On average, a classroom is an hour around the world, right?
Yeah. You can't pay attention. If a kid can't pay attention for that long, then what's going to happen?
They're screwed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But here's the thing, like for example, watching a movie, right? Remember you guys, like...
Well, a movie's entertaining, right?
Yeah, it's entertaining. Let's say, it's the same thing as a short-form video. It's still entertaining, it's just you get dopamine excitement from different ways.
You get that dopamine hit, that's right. And it's sort of exploitative in that way, because short-form content, you can just keep scrolling. You get that dopamine hit after dopamine hit, and it just keeps on going. Me and Luke talked about this a bunch, but the term brain rot, it's rotting, right? Which is, it's not something that just happens overnight. It's a whole process that occurs off being, like, totally inundated by a bunch of these short-form content videos. And like you have, wait, how many have you made, by the way? I'm actually wondering.
Oh, I think I've made close to 70 videos, or somewhere around there, 70 videos. I'm not sure.
Videos?
It's been a while since I checked on it.
How long does it take you to create one of those?
I mean, it depends how much effort and thought I put into a video, but if I'm just going as fast as I can, I mean, probably less than an hour.
Less than an hour?
Yeah, that's all it takes. Wow. And that video could generate millions of views.
Wow. Mm. At what point do you start making money from that, actually? Because we were talking about like the profitability of Brandon and
it varies on each platform.
Instagram has a thing where you have to have like 10,000 followers, which you're shy.
I wasn't even aware about that.
Well, you did have people wanting to buy pinned comments, though.
Yes. I mean, besides Instagram's monetization policies, which I have not done my research on, I'm not sure exactly how that works. People have actually reached out to me and like DM'd me saying that they want to make a business deal with me. And that could be in the form of them like uploading their own videos onto my channel in order to gain traction on their own channels, or paying for a pinned comment for like a low price.
Sorry, you said business deals?
Yeah, that's basically what they are.
It's that serious nowadays? People are going, getting brain rot into business?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't actually realize that.
I mean, you can make, like the brain rot industry is very profitable, you know? Yeah. Think about Cocomelon.
The guy who made Skibidi Toilet is...
Exactly, that guy's...
He's making bank, bro. Yeah. He's living in a... He's got at least 5 Bugattis, I'd say. It's crazy how profitable it can be just because of how much exposure that you're getting to the younger generation.
Yes, speaking of exposure, how do you push out your videos to a wider audience?
Okay, so I have some strategies to do this, actually. I mean, firstly, I like to have... I have every video with a very strong hook, and I try to rephrase the question to make it as interesting as possible. And besides that, in order to actually push it out to a wider audience, I use hashtags of like very frequented searches. So basically the hashtag will make it so if you type a certain keyword, your video is more likely to pop up. And yeah, I like to explode off of that.
That's crazy. Do you see yourself doing this sort of thing in the future at all? Or do you think you're just gonna fall off over
time? A side gig maybe even?
Yeah,
could be in the future.
Like what I said, they're very easy to make. They don't take much time. I mean, the video that took me the longest to ever make was probably like not even 2 hours. Like they just don't really take a whole lot of time. And I actually do plan on continuing it after high school because I'll have a lot of spare time for a little while.
Wow, that's nice. Me and Luke were discussing this in I think our first episode of the podcast, but we sort of saw it as like this new brain rot wave is coming through. It's kind of like really killing a lot of the creativity that was previously on these platforms. Because, I mean, how many videos have you seen recently where it's like, oh, how to make thousands of dollars quickly using YouTube Shorts, and it's just like AI-generated brain rot content, which, I mean, admittedly, it can make a lot of money, but it's... What kind of precedent does that set for the future?
Not only that, it's also those people who just react to other videos and just put their faces on it and then upload videos like that to the internet. Mm-hmm. And minimal effort, half of it's just fake, right? It's stupid.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I feel like that mostly just applies to short form content for now. I feel like most of this react type of content or low effort content is really exclusive to Reels. I feel like creativity is still there for long-form content. For example, like video essays are really popular right now. True crime, so popular. There's still creativity out there. It's just for short form, it's not really there.
Do you think there's a chance that brain rot might be able to infect those long-form forms of media eventually?
I mean, we've already seen that before, no? There's this Skibidi Toilet channel that uploads like 10, 11
videos.
That's
a whole series.
Yeah, it's a whole series.
I guess you can classify that as long-term content.
Yeah, it's long-term content. So I think, it's already infecting that.
Mm. Potentially like 10 years' time, do you think that this could... Do you think the internet's just...
And also, continuing what you're saying about how brain rot is even inside of long-form content... lately, I've also noticed, like what Indy was talking about with video essays, even with video essays, the editing style has shifted to be very, very engaging and very entertaining and always, like, giving you dopamine hits.
Always got to have something in your face.
Yeah, there's if you really pay attention, there's, like, an edit every 2 seconds.
I kind of want to focus on, like, the potential negative impacts of that because I know we are a brain rot podcast. It's mostly... comedy that we're talking about here, we're just goofing around, but I mean, we do also have to consider the fact that this is very real in what's happening to the future generation and our current generation right now. There are kids that are growing up on this who are 5-6 years old they're first starting to understand what their surroundings are and get used to things, and they're being raised on things like Skibidi Toilet or Italian Brain Rot.
It's all these, the screen and like the device time, right? Mm-hmm. The screen time that these young kids are exposed to, eventually the algorithm will point them in the direction of Brain Rot because it is super popular.
It's so prevalent, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I will talk a bit about the algorithm as well because, like, Evan, how would you say the algorithm, or would you say you abuse the algorithm to get your...
I mean, yeah, like what I said with the hashtags, I always pick very commonly searched things like For You page or popular or something like that where people would search it up and they would be guided to my videos.
I want to talk to Indy about this as well. How do you think that all of these, like, screen time for young kids, how do you think that's going to develop their brains when they become older?
That's an interesting question. Honestly, I don't know the actual answer to this question, but I feel like...
Well, I guess each kid is different.
Right? It's kind of hard to define, really. Yeah. You can't, like, say...
There's no definitive answer for this.
No, because we can't really have a prediction. No. I mean, we can, like, analyze trends and see, oh, attention span has decreased by, what, something 12 seconds?
Yeah.
Over the previous however two many years. Years?
No, two decades.
Two well, decades, I mean, right, that's right. If we talk about, like, brain chemicals and stuff, I feel like it will... Kids may be... on a constant overdose of this stuff. But also, at the same time, I'm not sure how it would affect.
Would you say, like, an overstimulation has a negative impact?
Yeah, certainly. I feel like parents are going to have a horrible time dealing with their kids in the future, because...
Well, I mean, I was just going to ask, basically, a abbreviated version, but would you... How would you classify this, really? Like, this whole brain rot? Pandemic, epidemic, if you can even call it that. Would you say it's a potential threat or just something that's like a phase almost?
I definitely don't think it's a phase. I think it's a more of a wave. It's more like, you know, sort of like, it's not a phase like how true crime content was, where it's just, you know, for a period with like...
Oh yeah, true crime content was massive.
Like those documentaries as well on Netflix and that. It's not that. I feel like it's going to be something that affects decades. Mm-hmm. It can't just be something that's short because...
Well, I mean, we've seen, over the past couple of decades, we've seen a lot of, I guess, eras of the internet pass by, which is crazy for how,
yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, it's only been around for so long, but stuff like reality TV shows was super popular back in the day, but nowadays, I don't want to think any of the younger generation really mm-hmm. watching reality TV
and
shows.
And I hope this short form content is just a phase, because it gets kind of concerning sometimes when I notice people around me, like, their attention span seems to be very low. They seem to want to back out or not continue with something if they are immediately bored and they aren't immediately having fun.
Yeah, that's crazy. And, I mean, we see younger kids every single day who are, you know, just going around saying these memes, which is, it's cute, it's nice, but... Whoa, that's mm-hmm. what they're being raised on.
Yeah. I think the biggest concern is in the classroom as well. Some people nowadays cannot go through a class without tube scrolling in some form. Or
that's me.
Or being, you know, sidetracked.
That's me.
Being sidetracked, yeah. It's really concerning.
Yeah, for sure. It probably poses a really big concern for, like, developing attention spans in the future and education as a whole. But right now, it's being very downplayed. It's just, it's content, it's entertainment that you can find. I think that's pretty much it, right? That's all we're going to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thanks for where we ended.
Special thanks to Evan and Indy for coming out today. We really appreciate your time.
We really appreciate your time. Thank you for listening to episode 3 of the Neuron Offline podcast, and we'll see you all next time. Appreciate it.